The Gemara Masechta Krisa Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis teaches us the halacha about eating dam chagovim, the blood of grasshoppers, dam dogim, the blood of fish. Those types of blood are not awesome. However, the Gemara teaches us that Amarav, Dav Dogm Shikinsu, if you have a cup of fish blood, it's awesome. And obviously, if the Torah says Dam Dogm Dam Chagovim are mutter, how do we say it's awesome? And the Gemara asks questions against that concept from the Dam of a human being. And the Gemara concludes, Ki Tanya Himas Nisa, the brisa that says you may consume such blood is talking about the Isbe Kaskasim, that the scales of the fish are there, and they serve as a hecker that this is fish blood and therefore is mutter. Ki kamarav, when did Rav say it's also lost by kaskasim, and therefore it's also because of maris ayin. And this halacha of maris ayin on something that could easily be mistaken is discussed by the Ramah in Yoridei Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Gimel. Says the Ramah, V'nagu lasas cholam mishkedim. The minig was to make milk out of almonds, menichim by basar oif, and they put fish, poultry, hoil v'en arak medrabonim. Because basar oif b'cholav is only in Issa drabonim, and therefore we are lenient. Aval basar behema, when you're eating meat from an animal, so there the Issa basar b'cholav is a Issa deraisa. Yesh l'nich etz al chol shkedim. You may only have milk from almonds after or together with such a meal, unless you leave almonds there because it's maris ayin. So the Ramah actually paskins that this concern of maris ayin by power of milk, chol shkedim, is only when there's a question of basa b'chol of deraisa. When there's bas b'cholav drabonon with oif, there is no such concern. The Shach actually, however, quotes the Mashal and says that on the contrary, if we're going to be machmer, we have to be more machmer by bas or oif than by bas or behemoth. Because he says, since bas or oif, as we just said, is only osam drabonon, if people will see that you're putting bas or oif with chalos together, they may make a mistake and think that it actually isn't awesome. And therefore, to avoid any such a mistake, says the Mashal, not only when you eat bas or behema should you be makbid, and yet with milk, you should be makbid to have the shkedim there, but even when you're eating bas or behema b'cholov, but even at Basba Oif B'cholov, you should be makbid have the shkedim there. The halacha of Maris Ayin doesn't only apply when you're in a public place, but there's a fundamental rule regarding Maris Ayin that when Chazal said that something is also because of Maris Ayin, it's even also B'chadri Chadorim. And therefore, even, let's say, someone is eating in the privacy of their home, and they're the only one eating there, and they're the one that prepared the food, and they know that this milk is power of milk, still the halacha would apply. The halacha is, the pious can say, that the Isser of Maris Ayin by Bosa B'chol of Shkedim, by Bosa with power of milk, is only when it's obvious, when it's visible. So if you have a coffee with milk after you ate a meat meal, together with a meat meal, so there we have this halacha that we just quoted from the Ramah. But let's say somebody made a flesh food with an ingredient with parva milk. And when somebody gets that meat dish, he doesn't know that there's, it's not obvious that there's milk in it. Then this halacha doesn't apply. The most important halacha I could quote regarding this halacha is when it's famous, when it's well known that you have these substitutes. In other words, in the world that we live in, so parv milk is very common. In the world that we live in, margarine is very common. And therefore, in such a case, many poskim are of the opinion that where it's obvious, having a pitcher of milk at a table, not the milk of the milk, but just in a vessel, or having margarine on the table at a fleishig meal, people know that there's margarine, and therefore you could be more lenient and not need to have any type of hekru on the table. Actually, when we speak about margarine, I did see that the place can make a different heter. Besides the heter that we just said, that it's so well known that margarine is eaten, that there's margarine and the margarine is parav, and therefore somebody sees margarine on a table where there's a meat meal being served, he won't have any reason to assume that you're serving butter together with your meat meal. They also want to suggest that when the name of the product is a different name, margarine and butter are two different products. When there's two different products, we could be makel. When it has two different names, we could be makel. Another important halacha, I saw the Paiskim suggest, that, for example, in Israel, it's very common to have parva sausages made out of parva ingredients. In Chutz La'aretz, in the United States, when you'll see a Frankfurter, you don't have any reason to believe it's parv. So according to the halacha that we just said, it would mean that in Israel, if you're eating such a food together with cheese, you don't need to put up a hecker. And in the United States, when you eat such a food, you would have to put up a hecker. The Paiskim also say that the Isser of Maris Ayin only applies when you're eating the foods together or putting them on the table. You're putting this parva milk or this margarine in a place where it's not well known on the table where you have meat. But let's say the meat was removed from the table. You ate a meat meal, and then afterwards, coffee with the parva milk is served, or parva ice cream is served, parva cheesecake is served. Since it wasn't on the table together with the meat, the gzeir of Maris Ayin doesn't apply. And the reason is very simple. Because as we quoted the Ramah at the beginning of our shir, Chazal made it a gzeira. We have no right to add or detract from that gzeira. And the gzeira Chazal said was only in a case where they're on the table together. And therefore, we could be lenient. At the beginning of the shir, we quoted the machloikis of the Ramah and the Mashal. If this gzeira of Maris Ayin was only said by meat, the opinion of the Ramah, or was it also said by poultry, since the Isser Basa B'Cholov by poultry is only Osam Rabbonim? But I saw that the Paiskim suggest that even if you follow the opinion of the Marshal and a machmer by Bosser Oif as well. That's, we also said it earlier in our shir, that whenever Chazal made a gzeira maris ayin, the gzeira was made even b'chadri chadorim, even in the privacy where there's no one else. So far, the place can say we could be makel. That if it's a situation of Bosser Oif and with power of milk, since the Ramah is entirely makel, so even if we don't want to be entirely makel like the Ramah, we want to be machmer like the Mashal, but when it's with Sina, we need not be so machmer, and we could be allow that to be eaten and have on one table.